On today's Tech Help for Churches, who should be in charge of your Twitter account and how do you find that person? Hi, and welcome again to another episode of Tech Help for Churches. This is the show where I help you use the web, the internet, and social media, new media, those kinds of things to advance the gospel and help you with your church. My name is Paul Allen Clifford, and I'm your host. If you have any questions or comments at all, don't hesitate to head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/contact, or if you're watching this video on YouTube, leave a comment below. I'll find it. If you're watching it on trinitydigitalmedia.com on some other page, that's perfectly cool as well. Just leave a comment below there. If you're more of an email person, paul@trinitydigitalmedia.com is fine. Or, since I talk about social media, in fact, today I'm talking about Twitter, you might think I have a Twitter account. Well, it's right underneath my face here if you're watching the video. If you're listening to the audio, it's Paul Allen Cliff, P-A-U-L. A-L-A-N-C-L-I-F. And those are the shortest ways you can spell all three of those. So I hope that helps. It's 12 characters. So let's talk about using Twitter in church. I one time got a message from a pastor who was asking about worship software. And the way that he was asking the question made me think that he was thinking that he would do it all. So I sent him a blog post where I said, you really shouldn't do it all. You should be speaking and letting other people handle that so that you don't have to take the mental bandwidth from your message to advance the slides. So he wrote back to me and said, Paul, that's great. I would love to do that, except, I hate it when there's a big but. He said, except, here's the issue. I don't have anyone to do it. So, a lot of times for church planters and people in smaller churches, you can feel like that. You can feel like, I would love to have someone else do this, but there isn't anyone. Let me challenge that. I think that there is someone. I think that you just don't know who they are. Now, let me give you some strategies to find out who they are. First off, if you've already got a Twitter account, I want you to follow every real Twitter account that follows you. So look at their tweets. You can do this manually, but look at their tweets and see, hey, does this seem like it's coming from a real person, or does this seem like it's coming from someone that just wants to sell me something? Feel free not to follow those people, but follow the real accounts that are following you. Now, you don't have to read it and engage with all of them. Not yet. Next, I want you to, and you can even do this as soon as you open your Twitter account, make sure that you mention or have whoever does the announcements mention that you have a Twitter account and you're following people back. So that way you'll get people from your church that are engaged. So do that. Next, start publicizing hashtags. Now there's no official database of hashtags, although as you're thinking of them, look for what's already using that hashtag. There's a show I listen to every week called The Social Hour, and for a while they were using hashtag Social Hour. Well, unfortunately, that's also when people go out and drink and stuff, and while they're not against that, this is a secular show and all, they are all using social media, and it's an hour-long show, hence the title, The Social Hour. So they've changed to TSH, #TSH for The Social Hour, to eliminate confusion, because you don't want people finding your stuff thinking that you're talking about drinking when you're talking about social media. I mean, if it's coincidental and good, that's fine, but sometimes you can find things that are messed up. So we'll talk about hashtags at a later time if I haven't already talked about them. But I want you to create a hashtag for your sermon series. So let's say you're talking, it's this sermon series we're in the middle of at my church is called Reset. So what we could do is #QCC for my church's name, Quest Community Church, Reset. That way, it's not likely that other people are going to be using it. If we did just Reset, other people might be using that for any number of things. So what I want you to do is create one that is specific and encourage people to tweet your sermon and use the hashtag whatever. Now, after service, pay attention to who has done this. If anyone has, you can do a search on Twitter. If anyone has, there's a good chance that you have found your social media person. They're already doing it, so why not give them the church's account? Now, if you've got a Pastor John Smith account, by all means tweet from that one. But if you've got First Church Hackensack, then that doesn't need to be you. In fact, I would encourage it not to be you. That way, you could have someone who is the face of that, but not you. And then you can tweet from your own account, and they can live tweet the message, for example. They can send out updates, etc. So, that is the first way that I would do it. Let's say that you do this and no one's tweeting your stuff. No one at all. Okay, now we need to perhaps empower someone to do this. So what I would suggest in this case is let's start and make a mental note as you're preaching, talking to the pastors here, if you're a staff person that's doing this or a tech person, you might also pay attention to how this happens in your church. Look for people who are taking notes. Now, you can normally see who is taking notes based on when a point hits people. So if it's something big and important like God's love is greater than our sin, for example, and you noticed as soon as that is said, a bunch of heads go down and writing is taking place. Those are your note takers. Now, from that group, try and pay attention to who is taking notes on their smartphone, their tablet device, etc. Because some people, myself included, prefer to type than to write. So pay attention to who is taking notes in that way. Now it's merely a step to having those people join in on social media. And instead of writing their notes on their notes app in their phone, they can write it in Twitter and share it. So that's really an easy thing to do. Also, you might ask around. It could be that you have Sunday school teachers, life group leaders, the youth pastor, children's pastor, that have encouraged people in their sphere of influence to use social media for the gospel, and they have not bothered to tell you just because it didn't come up. It's not that they were hiding it, it's just that it hasn't come up. So ask around. It could be that there's a strong contingent of teenagers that are live tweeting the message and they're not using the hashtag, so you haven't found them, or they're just flying under the radar in some way. don't hesitate to encourage them to be your social media team. They're already digital natives, so they can absolutely do this. Now, you might want to have them under the authority of someone on staff, someone they respect, like the youth pastor or something like that. But think about when you were a teenager, how empowering it would have been to you if your pastor had come to you and said, look, I know that you're good at this, and I would love for you to do it. I've noticed it, and I think that it's good, and it's a way to advance the kingdom, and you're uniquely gifted for it. All of a sudden, this teenager feels a sense of responsibility, a sense of ownership, a sense that what they know how to do really, really matters. And that's pretty incredible. So, I want you to look for these people. Empower them. Look for people where it's not a great leap. It's merely a step into social media. And I think that you can use that as an outreach tool in your community to go out and change eternity. If you haven't subscribed to this show, I don't know why, because it's absolutely free, and really, the easiest way to get this content week in and week out is to subscribe. So, if you're watching on YouTube, there's a subscribe button there. Just click on that bad boy. If you are watching on TrinityDigitalMedia.com, just after .com, add a slash and the word subscribe, and that'll take you to a list of all the subscription links where you can subscribe for free, either on your phone, your tablet, or your computer, and you'll get those automatically without even paying attention, and that way you don't have to remember to check back week in and week out. The best way that you can support the show is to share this show with other people that you think it would be helpful for. And watch another episode, will you? If you're watching on YouTube, a lot of times my videos will be off to the side because I use similar tags from one video to another. And just pay attention. You might find that there's something that I've been doing for months or even years that you've always been looking for, you just haven't found. So until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com.